Blessed are the afflicted. Suicide and madness. Item 14. The calm and resignation which can be absorbed according to the manner in which terrestrial life is viewed, together with confidence in the future, give the spirit a serenity which is the best preventive measure against madness and suicide. To be sure, it is certain that the vast majority of cases of madness are due to the commotion produced by vicissitudes which man has not had the strength to face. But if the things of this world are looked at from the point of view with which Spiritism regards them, all the reverses and deceptions which, in other circumstances, would cause men to become desperate, can be received with indifference, even with happiness. It is evident, then, that this inner strength puts him above these happenings, so protecting him from shocks to the mind, which, if it were not for this, would cause serious disturbances. Item 15. The same applies to suicide. Leaving aside those which occur due to drunkenness or madness, which can be classified as unconscious, it is incontestable that in every case the cause is discontentment, whatever the private motives may be. But for those who are sure they will only be unhappy for a day, and that the days to come will be much better, it is easy to be patient. Man only becomes desperate when he can see no end to his sufferings. What is a lifetime compared to eternity? Is it not less than a day? But for those who do not believe in eternity, or who judge that everything ends with life, for the unfortunate and the afflicted who become dejected, grief-stricken, or heartbroken, death appears to be the only solution for so much sorrow. Expecting to receive nothing, it seems natural and even logical to them to shorten their miseries by means of suicide.